Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hi. I have a report and a question about toenail fungus for you.
Go for it.
The report is I called in a couple months ago, and you recommended a magnesium spray for my back muscle spasms.
Yes, sir.
And behold, yeah, so I went out and bought some spray. The first day I used it, I got about 80% relief, and the second day, I had 100% resolution.
Yay! That's what we're looking for.
So, you know, the last time I saw a doctor, I went to the emergency room, and, you know, I was really in bad condition at that time. That's why I did it. Normally, I just kind of weather it for 2 or 3 weeks. The doctor said, take 5 ibuprofen and, you know, just get some rest. Well, didn't do any good. And I'm wondering why normal doctors don't know about your magnesium spray.
Well, sir, it's because nobody's ever been able to hang a patent on it. I'm not at all kidding. The only things that are taught about in medical schools are patented medicines. And the number of times that we're taught about natural substances is so few and far between, it isn't funny. We're only taught about patent medicines, and that goes real way back to the reorganization of medical schools that occurred after the Flexner Report was issued in 1912 or something like that. And can you guess who financed that whole report? Owners of pharmaceutical companies. Yes, huh?
Pharmaceutical companies are all behind this.
Well, they're also behind the fact that FDA is allowed to suppress the First Amendment. And even if I can present 30 studies proving that walnuts help with heart health, the FDA is going to send me, just like they sent Diamond Walnuts Company, a warning letter saying that if I keep letting people know about that on my website, they're going to come seize all my walnuts.
You would not want them to have your nuts.
Nope. You got it, sir. Good one.
Okay, now my question. My question is about toenail fungus. Do you have an equally miraculous cure for toenail fungus?
Well, I wouldn't call it miraculous. I can tell you that it works, but miracle, it takes a long time. But let me go to the short one for the one that takes a short time first, because sometimes people are so fed up, they'd prefer it. There actually are toenail fungus clinics. I'm not kidding you. Put in toenail fungus clinic into your search engine, Seattle area, you'll find one or two. What they do is they use a certain frequency of laser light, and that laser light is just at the right frequency that toenail fungus can't stand. And of course, the laser light penetrates through the toenail without hurting the toe beneath. And with laser light toenail fungus treatment at these clinics, it costs about $700. But the few people I've known who've been there, look at that, my toenail fungus is gone. So I need to let you know about that, sir, first, because it is the quickest. It's also the priciest. That's the way it goes. Number two, you go online. You can sometimes find toenail fungus lasers online. And yeah, they do cost between $150 and $200, but you buy it for yourself and you can use it for your own treatment at home. However, it never seems to be as quick as the laser light clinic places. I don't know why. But that's the second alternative. Now, the alternative that takes the longest, but it does work, and that's why I mean it's not a miracle. Last woman who was back about something else told me, oh, yeah, I used that. It took me 7 or 8 months, but my toenail fungus finally cleared up. And that's the sort of folk medicine treatment that was used before lasers came out and stuff. And that's good old oregano oil. Now, good old oregano oil, if it's rubbed into the toenail, will not penetrate the toenail. So, how does that do any good? One also needs to use DMSO. If you're not familiar with that, all the natural food stores have it, dimethyl sulfoxide. And Dr. Stanley Jacob from University of Oregon proved to all of us that, number one, the stuff is safe, even though it gives you garlic breath. Number two, it will take anything and make it penetrate into the body, including right through the toenail. So one gets a solution of DMSO, which is sold in all the natural food stores in a 99.9%, and uses 7 parts of that and 3 parts of distilled water. Make sure it's distilled. And so one rubs in first the oregano oil, let it dry a little tiny bit, and then use 70% DMSO, 30% distilled water solution. And you rub that in right over it, and that takes the oregano oil right through the nail into the toe. And you can taste the DMSO within about a minute, by the way. It does get in rapidly. And this poor lady rubbed it on for 7 months. She said it took an awful long time, but her toenail fungus went away, and that's the same thing that nearly everybody else reports, is it takes a long time, but my toenail fungus went away. But that takes a while, sir.
Yeah, you have to wait for the toenail to grow back. I can see that.
Well, you really don't, but that's okay, sir.
I discussed the DMSO thing with my podiatrist, and he said he doesn't recommend it because it does cause peripheral nerve damage. Is that true?
Excuse me. Please put on, if you wish to read about the, podiatrist. If you would read the work of Dr. Stanley Jacob. Stanley Jacob.
I wrote it down.
Yep, and he's got several books out there, so you can just look up his name and put in books. And he has written, he's not with us anymore, I don't think, all about DMSO, and no, sir, it does not cause peripheral neuropathy. Good grief.
Okay. Would it be more advantageous to make a compounded solution?
Well, what I do, and this is just me, okay? I'm not saying everybody should do it. I just get the 99.9% DMSO and a measuring container in cc's or ounces, whatever, and I put 70% of that into that container is the DMSO, and the other 30% is distilled water. Stir, 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 and then I put that, I always make sure to store it in a glass bottle or a stainless steel or ceramic container. I don't like storing long-term DMSO in plastic, because who's to know if that particular plastic might dissolve into the DMSO? You just don't. So I use glass or ceramic or stainless steel containers for it.
Okay. And do you know, one more report. I saw on television, they were advertising a pill that, when I looked at it, it seemed a lot like fish oil. They even had a patented name and everything. So I looked it up, and guess what? It is a analog of omega-3s.
Oh, an analog. Good grief. I guess they have a patent on it.
I think they added an ester group or a carboxyl group or something onto it. Now they can charge money for fish oil.
There you go. Okay, sir. Well, thank you for calling.